This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Hong Kong police sealed off a park where many thousands gather annually to commemorate China's 1989 Tiananmen crackdown and arrested the vigil's organizer on Friday. Authorities are trying to prevent people from gathering to light candles in honor of pro-democracy demonstrators killed by Chinese troops in Beijing 32 years ago, as some mark the anniversary in churches or at home amid fears of being arrested. Activists say the heightened vigilance from authorities is a departure from Hong Kong's cherished freedoms of speech and assembly, bringing the global financial hub closer in line with mainland China's strict controls on society. Hong Kong's annual June 4th vigil, the world's largest, is usually held in Victoria Park and is widely seen as one of the city's main symbols of democratic hope. This year's anniversary was the first under a sweeping national security law imposed by Beijing on the former British colony last year. Police arrested Chow Hong Tung early Friday, the vice chairwoman of a pro-democracy group, for promoting an unauthorized assembly. The United States on Friday blamed Iran-aligned Houthis for the failure of a ceasefire to take hold in Yemen and accused them of not taking other steps towards ending the brutal conflict. U.S. Special Envoy for Yemen Tim Lenderking returned on Thursday from a trip to Saudi Arabia, Oman, the United Arab Emirates, and Jordan, where he discussed the humanitarian and economic crisis in Yemen with government officials, Yemenis, and international partners, the U.S. State Department said in a statement. Since taking office in January, U.S. President Joe Biden has made the seven-year conflict in Yemen a priority. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's election watchdog, the Guardian Council, said on Friday it may reconsider the barring of candidates from this month's presidential election after the Supreme Leader said some of them had been wronged. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has the final say on Iran's affairs, last month endorsed the council's rejection of several prominent moderate and conservative candidates for the June 18th vote. The prohibitions have boosted the prospects of hardline judiciary chief Ibrahim Raisi, an ally of Khamenei, but though it may also dent the clerical ruler's hopes of a high turnout amid discontent over an economy crippled by U.S. sanctions. On Friday, however, Khamenei said some of the disqualified candidates had been treated unfairly. It was unclear if the council may consider reinstating rejected candidates or just countering the rumors about vetting of them. As it stands, Iranian voters will have the choice of seven candidates, five hardliners, and two low-key moderates in the election. The Belarusian opposition said Friday a dissident journalist was coerced to appear in a video on state TV in which he wept and praised the country's authoritarian ruler, a broadcast sharply criticized by Western officials. In the 90-minute video aired Thursday night, 26-year-old Roman Protasevich repented for his opposition activities and said he respects Belarus's president, Alexander Lukashenko. His associates reacted with outrage, accusing the Belarusian authorities of forcing Protasevich to smear himself and disavow the opposition. Speaking on a visit to Poland, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, the main opposition candidate in Belarus's presidential election last August, said Protasevich and other inmates speaking in videos from custody, quote, are for sure being tortured and violated. Protasevich was traveling from Greece to Lithuania aboard a Ryanair flight on May 23rd when Belarusian flight controllers ordered the pilots to land, citing a bomb threat. No bomb was found, but Protasevich and his Russian girlfriend were arrested. And Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law Friday expected to be used to ban allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny from running for office. Putin signed a bill barring staff and sponsors of, quote, extremist groups from running in parliamentary elections. Critics have denounced the law as the latest in a series of moves to crack down on Russia's opposition ahead of elections due in September for Russia's lower house. The law affects not only senior members and activists of Navalny's team, but potentially tens of thousands of Russians who supported its work with donations. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.